This is Steve Sanchez, and yes, Chico, California, the rumors are true. I'm coming to you Saturday mornings right here on KKXX AM 930 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya, so join me right here live on KKXX AM 930.
Ugh. What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
A lot of financial service companies say they're unique, but only Thrivent Financial blends faith, finances, and generosity. We want to change a Christian's relationship with money so you can use your money to strengthen your family, your churches, and your community. If you think this sounds revolutionary, you're right. If you're intrigued by our mission, let's have a new conversation about money. Call Daniel Cluis, your local financial advisor, at 530-321-4059. That's 321-4059.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. I don't care, go on and tear me apart. I don't care if you do.
Hello, Chico. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Chico Now. And today we have my... We started out with a pre-recording. We thought it was all set up for the live show, but it is still a beautiful Monday. And we do have a wonderful show in store for you today. And my name is still Jessica Wilkerson. So everything that just aired is still true, except for that today is the first Monday of May. And that's really exciting to me because on Friday it was my anniversary and we had this super fun little thing that we did. So we went to Christian Michael's for dinner and it was delicious as usual. But before that, so when you're 35 and over and you're pregnant, they do all of these extra tests just to make sure the baby's okay, because now you're considered geriatric. I know, I'm 36 and I am geriatric when it comes to pregnancy. So they did all that work a few weeks ago, and on Friday morning, one of my girlfriends from Reading drove down, and we just thought, well, let's see if they have those test results back and they have the gender. So they did. And they wrote, the doctor's office wrote down the gender and put it in an envelope and sealed it for me per my request. And then we went to the Kohl's and we bought the cutest little girl outfit and the most adorable little boy outfit, just precious. And then came home and my friend went into my bedroom and she peeked to see the gender and wrapped it for me. in a nondescript black box that we also purchased while we were there. And it took the Lord. I actually had to put it in the car so that I wouldn't be tempted to peek. So I didn't get to know what the gender was. And my husband took me to dinner for our anniversary. I said, "Oh, sweetheart, I was thinking about you when I was out and about today, and I got you a present for our anniversary." And he said, "Oh, I meant to get you flowers, but I'm sorry." He works really hard and long days, and we were going straight to dinner. And there's no love lost over that. That's okay. And the gift for me is that he picked where we were going to eat and what time we were going to eat, because usually it's one of those battles of, "What do you want? I don't care. What do you want? I don't care." So when he takes control, I love it. So that was my gift. So we get there, and I'm just waiting for the waiter to come because I wanted to give him his gift after we ordered so we wouldn't be interrupted. And we order, and I say, "Oh, here." And I'm trying to do a better job at recording things so that when the baby is born, I already know how to use my phone. Okay, I fibbed a little bit, guys. Just a little fib. But it's kind of true. I mean, it's not that hard, but I guess I don't use my recorder that often on my phone. So I recorded it. That was kind of awkward. And he opened his present, and it had the little boy outfit. So for our anniversary, we got to find out that the baby that's in my belly is a boy. And every Wednesday is the first day of the new week. So this Wednesday, in 2 days, I'll be 15 weeks along, which is, you know, 3.5 months or whatever. So it's just really exciting. And I thought I just had to tell all of you, every single one of you, because I am just so excited about it. I didn't think that it would take me 16 years to have baby number two. But I didn't believe in bringing baby number two into the world until I was in a really good, loving, healthy relationship and marriage. And now that I've been with my husband for several years and we're ready, we prayed about it a lot. Gave God a couple ultimatums, which is not always the best idea. And he really showed up and followed through. And so that is what the show was about for this segment. It was about me. When you come back, though, we're going to talk about relationships and the way that we communicate in them in regard to our frustration and anger and love and excitement and joy and all the ways that we communicate with the people that we love. So please stay tuned, and I promise you'll learn something in the next two segments. Have a beautiful day and enjoy the commercials.
This is Buzz Beattie. You know, there's nothing like needing a plumber but not feeling confident who to call. I'm sure glad someone referred me to Gold Bond Plumbing. Gordon did a great job replacing my water heater and repairing the damage the old one caused. In fact, I'm so happy with Gold Bond Plumbing that I've asked Gordon to be a regular guest on Your Home Today. If you need a plumber who works like a bear for a price that's fair, call Gold Bond Plumbing at 321-4203.
Only in the forest can you see this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. And you might just see this. Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, guys. This is Tess, your host for Let's Talk. Join us for our show on Saturday and Sunday mornings at 9:30. We bring in doctors from the community to talk about various issues on health, how to prevent disease. There are lifestyle issues that if we change, did you know that even diabetes can be reversed? Well, I want you to join us Saturday and Sunday mornings at 9:30. See you there.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am your host every Monday and every Tuesday on Chico Now here on KKXX 104.5 FM and 9:30 AM. You can also hear us online live streaming. So if you are having a hard time getting the show to play on your home computer, sometimes it's harder to hear. Something about the antenna, it goes really far, but it's not super, I don't really know how that works. Anyways, you can listen to us on the internet, live streaming on kkxx.net. And you can listen to our podcast. If you go to the bottom of the screen, there's a row of options, and one of them says podcasts. When you click on it, a drop-down box comes up. You'll choose Chico Now, and then that will get you into another screen. And that's just basically Monday through Friday. You can choose which host you want to listen to and which show. The Monday show is called Helping People. And today's show, we are going to talk about communication in love relationships, or in general. But before we get started, I have to do all of the legal disclaimers. While this is a show that talks about psychotherapy, psychology, and all of that good stuff, this is not a substitute for therapy. So if something that we're talking about today triggers something in you and you think, I should probably look into that a little bit more, then I would like to encourage you to talk to somebody who is a professional in that arena. I am a professional in that arena, and so you can always call me and schedule an appointment. I am accepting new clients, and that phone number is 921-5122. That's our local area code here in Chico, 921-5122. But then if you go on to the website Psychology Today, you can find a lot of people locally, or just type into Google therapist local or whatever, therapist in your zip code, and you'll find everybody who's licensed and pre-licensed who's qualified to talk to you a little bit more about the topic. And I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern. I'm registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences, and my intern number is 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of licensed marriage and family therapist, Joe Taylor, over at Chico Creek Counseling. I finished my master's degree in 2009, and you have to do 3,000 hours of therapy with people until you can take your state boards to become licensed, and I'm really close to that 3,000 hours. We're just crawling up on that. I've been doing this for a little while now. So, communication. It seems that it's getting summery. It's warm and it's sunshiny out there, and we're starting to feel a little bit restless, right? Little spring fever. And that can look a lot of different ways. So some people really perk up. They're just feeling really great and they feel hopeful and there are new days on the horizon and they're spring cleaning and they're doing some extra grocery shopping and getting ahead on lunches for the kids or meal prep for later in the week. And it's just feeling good, feeling great. And some people wish they were feeling that way and just can't get themselves there. And some people don't wish it. They just are ho-hum and they're okay with that. And what I wanted to talk about in regards to that is how the different personalities and the different temperaments and the ways that we're thinking and communicating affect one another. Because there's a couple things that happen. When we're in our happy, perky mode, and then the other people around us are not quite as enthusiastic as we are, that can be kind of annoying. And then, on the other hand, when you're not as enthusiastic as the person who is in a great mood, that can be really draining to the happy mood person to have someone pulling them down all the time, right? Even if you're not trying to. But what I've noticed happening a lot in couples that come to see me is that one significant other is just really excited and having a good time and ready to get a move on and get outside and go do things. And the other one is still trying to balance all the different responsibilities and making sure that all of the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And so they feel they're negatively judging the happy, spunky one, thinking, oh, they're just shirking the responsibilities to go out into the park or to go do all these things. And the happy, spunky one is thinking, wow, that guy's a real drag, or that girl's a real drag. Why can't they just lighten up a little bit? And what ends up happening is abrasiveness with each other and this lack of communication and these expectations that are negative. They expect a negative reaction from their significant other. And when you have that expectation of negativity, well, you manifest it. And then your relationship is not really exciting and happy. And that's not why you married the person, or that's not why you're in a long-term committed relationship with the person, to have someone feel like sandpaper against you, right? And so what our goal is to improve that relationship through understanding ourselves and understanding our significant others. So stay tuned, and I'll give you a few tips on how to make your springtime more pleasant.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
They say the best things in life are free. Because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate, with one goal, serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Is it too much? It's not. It's not too much. I always listen to this song as it's leading in, and I want to make commentary. I just feel silly sometimes. And today's one of those days. I'm in a good mood. I hope you are too. I really hope that this Monday finds you in a good mood. So, some things I wanted to talk about improving the joy in your relationship via communication. So, if we come to our interactions with our significant others with negative expectations, oh, he's going to be an Eeyore. Oh, she's going to be making all these plans for us. Oh, da 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 da. With the expectation that you're going to be rejected is basically what that is, right? The expectation that they're going to reject whatever it is. Whether your goal is to get the house clean and stay home, or your goal is to watch your finances and not go out and do stuff, and the other person's goal is different than your goal. It's not wrong, it's just different. And their goal is not necessarily to clean the house, but their goal is to go and spend as much time in the sunshine as they can while the weather is temperate. And you guys are on different planes. Both of you feel a little bit rejected when you come to the other one with the excited idea of what you're going to do for that weekend or for that day. And then it can get a little bit tense.
And so, first, the first thing that we need to do is not go to our significant other with the expectation of being rejected. That is huge. I've even seen parents doing that. They don't want to initiate outings with their teenagers because they know that their teenagers are going to roll their eyes and say no, and they don't want to be rejected. Rejection is a big deal, right? We don't want to be rejected. And because of that, we get defensive. We put up our wall so that we might say what we want, but we're ready. We're ready for that negativity and that negative feedback. And when we do that, we basically sabotage the whole relationship conversation in that moment because we came to it already with our defenses up. And a defended relationship is not a happy and joyful relationship, right? Because that's showing that we don't trust. We don't trust our significant other that they're safe. And that might be something that they have earned. They might have earned that through repetitive negativity. And if that's the case, and continuing to work on your ownership of your communication and encouraging them to take ownership of their communication is the first step. And if that's not working, then definitely marriage counseling helps. It helps. You don't always need to go forever. Just a few tune-ups sometimes is all it really needs. But so going into it with an open heart and open expectations that we're going to have a conversation and that probably I'm not going to get what I want, but probably neither will he or neither will she, and that we're going to end up going 50-50. We're going to end up compromising. And compromising means that neither party gets what they want, right? But it also means that both parties get a little bit of what they want. So if one person wants to make sure the house gets worked on for spring cleaning and the other person's goal is to be able to get out and do as much as they can right now before it gets over 100 degrees, I think there's a way to go about that, right? Maybe spend the morning cleaning, spend the afternoon at the park, or vice versa, spend the morning being social and the other half working on the house. But really going into it with the knowledge that I'm probably not going to get what I want, but I'm probably going to get some of what I want. And already knowing ahead of time what you'd be willing to compromise and where you'd be willing to go. And if both people come to the conversation with the knowledge that I can trust that my partner has the best interest for me and for our family in their heart, and then your partner comes to it with the knowledge that they can trust that you have their best interest and the best interest of your family in the center of your heart, and then you both have these opposite goals and these opposite desires, but you come at it with this attitude of trust and love and acceptance, then you're going to be able to have this conversation, find the compromise, make your plans to do what it is you want to do without feeling rejected. But when you come to that conversation with the expectation of rejection, the expectation of judgment, the expectation of negativity, you are the one who is manifesting that. Or at least you have to acknowledge some contribution to the manifestation of that negativity. Because there might be that they're negative people and that they're going to do that. And so they have to take some ownership over that too. But when you come to it with that place, they're going to feel it. We feel it. We have this limbic system that feels things. You know how when you yawn, somebody else yawns, or you just can't help it, you don't even notice it. It happened in the corner of your eye and now you're yawning. Well, those are called mirror neurons. Or when you walk in a room and two people were just fighting, but when you walk in, they're smiling and they're happy, but you can feel it. You can feel that fight just happened. They are just getting catty with each other. Well, those are your mirror neurons in your limbic system. They're picking it up. So when you walk in and you're saying, well, this is what I want to do today, your mirror neurons are shooting to your significant other those expectations. They're shooting that defensiveness. That defensiveness feels kind of slimy. And that, when you're on the receiving end of that defensiveness, feels offensive. It feels like someone's attacking you and you have to defend. Now both of you have your defenses high. So rather than telling you about how to communicate healthy and what words to say, I want to just lay down the groundwork and plant the seed of how to come to a significant other.
You talk, we listen. Life Radio, KKXX, AM 930, FM 104.5.
Were you injured in an automobile or motorcycle accident? And are you suffering from any kind of injury due to an accident? then why not get free advice? Call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz today. As a former insurance defense attorney, Larry knows how they think, and that means you will receive the best defense to reach a fair settlement. Call now. Even if you're not sure you have a case, consultation is free. The law offices of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Or you can find him online at northvalleylawyer.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Crossland. Everything in the Old Testament points forward to Jesus. Everything in the epistles points backward to Jesus. That's why I encourage people to read the words of Jesus every day. This is where emotional and spiritual health come from. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." Well, where do you read his commandments? But in the Gospels. Now, I know that it's easy to get a little confused when jumping between one Gospel and the next, which is why I wrote the Merged Gospels. It's where all four Gospels are literally translated from the Greek, broken down word by word, and merged back together into one beautiful chronological story with not one word of Scripture removed. You can't buy it in stores. It's available only online at mergedgospels.com. It's great for new believers, for personal devotions, and for group studies. There's also an audiobook. And as always, you get to name the price. Just go to mergedgospels.com.